You're just in time for the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Our contact information on the web, equip.org. Via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, do remember, throughout the course of the broadcast, resource consultants are standing by. The number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We have a brand new resource for the month. It's titled Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. And I want to talk about that a little bit today with one of the primary contributors, his name, Paul Nelson. But before I do that, I want to mention that reality just isn't what it used to be. The simple truth is that our external world is changing at a dizzying pace. The pace that has huge implications for our world views ought not to be dealt with in cavalier fashion. We need to redouble our efforts as Christ followers to share the good news with a spiritually hungry but very, very skeptical world. Consider some mind-blowing statistics. Google now, they generate every 24 hours an amount of information equal to the total information generated from the dawn of civilization until just recently. India, well, they have now more honor students than the United States has students, period. And China has used more cement in the last 3 years than the United States did in the 20th century. The list of staggering statistics could just go on and on and on. But here's the challenge. We have to stand for biblical truth in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism. And while our external world has experienced revolutionary changes, the internal thought worlds of many of us have remained largely unfazed. I'm aware that many would wear this truth as a badge of honor. They might even believe it to be a confirmation of their resolve to embrace the faith once for all delivered for the saints. But the problem is that the sources of cultural authority regarding what constitutes reality have flat out been upended. We used to say the Bible says, and that had a ring of authority. But that baton has now been passed to science. And therefore, launching into the Bible says is speaking an utterly foreign language to scientifically minded secularists. And therefore, our very earnest but misguided efforts to quote the Bible to skeptical secularists is going to be about as persuasive is handing them cuneiform tablets in ancient Ugaritic. Simply put, to even be admitted to the table with these folks increasingly requires that we speak the language of science and not religion. And that's a language of facts that are verifiable by observation. because they're unlikely contesting verifiable facts, especially if they don't even know what those facts are. And that means the agenda now shifts to the adequacy of theories. Theories like blind and unguided naturalistic evolution. All of that is prologue to say that one of the reasons I want to send you Living Waters is that this is a brilliant new production from Illustra Media's The Design of Life series, and many of you will fondly remember the earlier films like Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, and Flight, The Genius of Birds. Living Waters is an incredible resource that is perfectly suited for everyone, from the elderly to students. I watched it again last night with two young kids and my wife, and the reactions were simply stunning to me. I think believers are going to find this DVD awe-inspiring, uplifting, but also skeptics are going to find purely naturalistic theories of life stretched beyond the point of actually breaking. I mentioned earlier on that for millions of people today, science has become the authoritative arbiter of truth. And yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that endlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. To put it simply, it's not that some of our deepest questions regarding life have gone unanswered by science, but that these answers have often gone unquestioned. Again, that's why I want to send you a copy of Living Waters in appreciation for your gift today. Again, you can access it in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. One of the contributors, and he is absolutely fantastic. If you've watched any of the other films like the ones I just mentioned, Metamorphosis or Flight, you'll probably already be familiar with him. His name is Dr. Paul Nelson. He's an adjunct professor in the MA program in science and religion at Biola University. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute, and he specializes in developmental biology and evolution. One of my favorite guests. Welcome back.
Thanks, Hank. It's a delight to be back.
I totally blown away by this. I mean, I keep thinking it can't get any better, and it always does.
I love working with Illustra because they are able to tell the story of biology in a way that really everyone can grasp, and also challenge the prevailing Darwinian account with evidence. So one of the happiest things I do in my professional life is work with them on these films.
You know, it was really cool last night. I just mentioned I was watching this with a couple of kids. One was one of my kids, 11 years old, and the other was a friend. One, a very committed believer. The other, grown up outside the faith. And I watched both of them just as riveted as my wife and I were.
You know, the funny thing about whales and dolphins is the more you study them, the more amazing they become. So I was involved with that aspect of the film, looking at whales and dolphins. There's much more to the movie, of course, as you've seen. There's turtle migration and salmon migration. But the details are so interesting of how these living things work that really it does take your breath away when you sit down and watch it.
And the visuals are absolutely stunning.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I'm very proud of the film, and I'm beginning a series of lectures this fall dealing with the topics raised by it. In fact, I will be in Charlotte in October, so I'm hoping to come by and say hello.
Well, we'll have you on the show. a couple of things. Einstein once proverbed that the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. And because mystery is the source of all true science, today, after centuries of research, debate, science continues a quest to explain perhaps the greatest of all mysteries. How do we account for the origin? How do we account for diversity? How do we account for the complexity of life on Earth? And I think this is really what the DVD underscores in spades.
That's right. And one thing I wanted to stress in the light of your opening remarks is science is a gift from God. He gave us our curiosity. It's a command to Adam right there in the garden. Understand and you know, make sense of this world. God brings the animals to Adam to see what he would call them. So I view science as a gift from God. What's not a gift from God is the philosophy of naturalism, which says that everything that we see is the product of undirected physical forces. So if you can get someone to see that there's a world of difference between science itself, which is beautiful, something that we do that leads to knowledge, that makes our lives easier, that's not the same thing as the philosophy of naturalism that underlies evolutionary theory. And I think what the film does is it helps people to see that you can love science and learn from it and separate that from a philosophy that really has science in bondage.
You sort of already alluded to this, but talk a little more about the difference between science and scientism.
Scientism is the view that the only reliable path to knowledge comes from what we would call the natural sciences. But more importantly than that, at the heart of scientism is the claim that everything that happens in nature is the product of undirected physical processes. So evolution has to be explained by randomness and natural selection, and there's no role for a designing intelligence. Now, you couldn't get through your day if you actually functioned on that philosophy. Every human being knows that certain patterns and effects in nature are caused by intelligence, not by undirected physical processes. So at the heart of scientism is a misguided view about reality, because it excludes something from nature that we know to be real, namely the action of intelligence. And biology itself cries out in all its different lines of evidence for explanation in terms of all the possible causes, including intelligence. So I think what the intelligent design community is trying to do is encourage people to say, don't disengage your brain. You know that intelligence is real. You use it all the time when you explain the world. We should be able to infer that in biology if the evidence calls for it. So scientism with naturalism or materialism at its heart is simply not the same thing as a robust, open-ended science that's open to all the possible causes.
Let's talk dolphins for a moment. They're featured very predominantly in the DVD. They're geared with this complex biological biosonar system that is quite literally mind-blowing. Talk for a moment about the capacities of the echolocation system of these dolphins.
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, when we began work on the film, I began to educate myself about this system. And here's an easy way to think about it. When I need food, I pick up my iPhone and I punch in the nearest grocery store, right, or McDonald's or whatever. A dolphin is in water 24/7, 365, all the time. It's often very murky where they are. They won't be able to see very well. They've got to find their food. So it's absolutely vital that they can locate fish, track them, and catch them. And they literally see with sound. They have a system that is unrivaled. I mean, bats have something roughly similar, but they have a system that's present in no other mammalian group where they produce high and low frequency sound waves, project those out, aim them, literally aim them with the melon on their forehead out into the water. The echoes come back, and then they process those echoes and really see with sound. They can detect a BB in a swimming pool. They can tell you whether a ball is a ping pong ball or a golf ball. They can actually see fish under the sand, inches below the sand, the surface of the sand. And this system is so sophisticated that if you had been able to develop it yourself, you'd be a billionaire. And it's just remarkable. And the really amazing thing about it is there's multiple components that go into making it work. Take away any of those components and the system itself wouldn't function. So its very existence is a challenge to an undirected evolutionary process. But because to have biosonar that actually works, you need all the elements coordinated to give you the function. I had the privilege of being on a catamaran off of the coast of Dana Point in Southern California looking at dolphins, and the sounds that they make are just remarkable. It's really amazing.
Dr. Paul Nelson, I want to ask him a question when we come back from the break, and then we'll go right to your calls. The number is always to dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. But when we come back, I want to ask Dr. Nelson about the evolutionary challenge of imagining that something as sophisticated as this echolocation system evolved in a mere matter of millions of years, and that by chance, natural selection, and incremental change. We'll be back in just a few moments. Remember the DVD available for your gift. You can find it on the web at equip.org. And your questions also in the next few segments of this broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK. Be right back.
The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a new film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the new film by Illustra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. Make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy, talking to Dr. Paul Nelson, adjunct professor in the MA program in Science and Religion at Biola University. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute. He specializes in developmental biology and evolution, and he's one of my favorite guests. And just before the break, had an opportunity, Dr. Nelson, to talk about the evolutionary challenge of imagining that something as sophisticated as what you were discussing in terms of the echolocation system of dolphins could have evolved by chance, natural selection, or incremental change.
It's a real challenge, because if you look at the paleontological window that's available, by that I mean the time that passes from the appearance of what is thought to be the ancestral forms of whales and dolphins to fully aquatic whales and dolphins, it's actually a very narrow window. It's about 8 to 9 million years tops. That's not a lot of time, especially when you consider that the breeding populations for these organisms are going to be rather small. These are not bacteria, right? We're not talking about a lot of organisms. And the mutation rate is very low, especially the beneficial mutation rate. So as you work through these various factors, there just isn't enough time available, there aren't enough good mutations available, and the complexity of the systems that have to be modified are so staggering that really there's no reason to think this happened by an undirected process, unless scientism tells you that's the only answer you're allowed. But I think an objective observer who's not constrained by that scientific or materialistic framework would say this clearly reflects engineering. This reflects the action of a mind or an intelligence. The funny thing about whales and dolphins, not ha-ha funny, but amazing, interesting, is that when you start at one end of the creature and go to the other, everything has got to be changed. For example, they're taking on a lot of salt water. If you and I ingested that much salt water, it would kill us. So their kidneys have to be modified to allow them to process salt water. Their breathing apparatus is different. Every breath that a whale or a dolphin takes is voluntary. When they come to the surface and open that blowhole and blast out the CO2 that they've accumulated, they're doing that under voluntary control. Now, your breathing is controlled by your brainstem. It's happening in normal circumstances entirely without you being conscious of it. For whales and dolphins, every breath they take, they're doing that under their voluntary action. So just march your way through that organism, looking at different systems. It all has to be re-engineered in a very short time window by random mutation. And I would say, even if I were an atheist, I'll be honest with you, even if I were an atheist or an agnostic, I would say there's no way this happened by an undirected Darwinian process. It's just not biologically plausible. We've got to look somewhere else for the true explanation.
One more question, I'll let you go. Obviously, you have invested your life in these films, and you are taking seriously every moment of your life. Only one life soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. I want you to just comment on why you have invested your brain power, your gifts, the energy that God has given you in these projects, because I'm sure you're looking at eternal consequences.
You know, when I open the Bible, Psalm 19, or Romans 1:20 or the book of Isaiah, really the whole of Scripture says you can know that you have a creator. You can know that your existence is meaningful, that there's a purpose for why you're here from the things that God has made. I'm sorry, I get sometimes a little emotional when I talk about this because it really does matter to me that we not take away from people the clear testimony of nature. You know, long before there was any revelation, anything written down for us, people knew that there was a God. Well, how did they know? They knew in large measure through the world that he made that testifies to his existence. So for me, the passion comes from looking at the natural world and realizing that signal is there. It's unmistakable. And modern science, I shouldn't use the term science loosely, modern scientistic philosophy or materialistic philosophy has robbed people of that. But you know, the funny thing is, people still know, down in their hearts, they still perceive design. We're built to perceive design. So for me, the passion and the intensity comes from this world testifies to its author. That's reliable. That's the basis of all true scientific knowledge. I want to reclaim that. I want to go back to the science that Newton and Boyle and Kepler and Darwin himself as a young man on the Beagle. That's the world they understood, and it's only really since the Darwinian Revolution that we've lost that. So, Hank, I'm sorry for getting a little emotional, but it really does matter to me because I think the consequences are enormous.
Well, you are deeply loved and appreciated, and I just from the bottom of my heart, grateful for what you've invested in these DVDs. Truly, only from the perspective of eternity will you know how you mattered in this regard alone. So again, my deepest respect and appreciation to you.
Well, thank you. I love doing it. It's a great job. And I hope to say hello in October when I'm in the Charlotte area.
We will definitely make that a reality.
Great.
God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for having me again. Anytime.
You got it. And again, the DVD, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. You just have to have it. I don't know how else to put it. Yes, it is for your gift, and I hope you'll be generous, but this is something that is transformational. You could tell by the emotion expressed by Dr. Paul Nelson that this really matters. When you watch this, you are caught up in the epicenter of a glow. And that glow is the experience of the energies of God. You're watching his creative prowess. You're interacting with his mind. I tell you, last night again, mesmerized for an hour. And after that, a lot of discussion with the kids and my wife. Available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. And look up some of these other resources. You can find them on the web. You can talk to our resource consultants, Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. I mean, that in itself is just a bunch of words, but when you see the DVD, it'll become a living reality. Flight, The Genius of Birds, same thing. These are resources that you just can't afford not to have in your library, not to watch with someone that is an unbeliever. I just put it on yesterday, not telling my youngest son what we'd be watching. So I got this cool DVD. He and his friend were riveted for the whole hour and just chattering as they were watching this. The cinematography, the effects, the whole thing is just, I mean, it's like finding the best French restaurant, if you like French restaurants in Paris. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You can find it on the web at equip.org. You can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Lad Allen and Illustria Media, you will never know this side of eternity what your work means. It's revolutionary. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone callers. First up is John. He's listening in Tucson, Arizona, NRB Television. Hi, John.
Hello. I read a long time ago, somewhere that the scientists believe that there was another planet in our solar system, and they believe it was destroyed for some reason or somehow, and they believe that's where the asteroid belt might have come from. And actually, I think I even read that they referred to it as Rahab. But I noticed that in Psalms 89:10, there's a scripture that says, "Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered mine enemies with thy strong arm." There's also another reference to Rahab in Psalm 87:4 and one in Isaiah 51:9. And I also discovered one the other day in a Revised Standard Version, Job 26:12. And I was just wondering, well, maybe this was like a habitation of the fallen angels when they were kicked out of heaven or something. And I know the Bible refers to them as leaving their habitation. I was thinking maybe this is when they decided to come to earth and became the father of the giants or something like that, you know, when they crossbred with women. You have any...
You know, that's the stuff of mythology, not the stuff of theology. Rahab is a mythological sea dragon, and Rahab, in that sense, represents evil forces of chaos that are ultimately overcome by God. The imagery of this mythological sea dragon or serpent is employed in the Bible as literary subversion of pagan myth. It's not so we buy into pagan myth, it's the subversion of pagan myth. Though Baal, who according to the Ugaritic text or the pre-Jewish text of the ancient Canaanites, rides the clouds and smites the primordial seven-headed serpent that's lying coiled in chaotic waters, in reality, it is Yahweh. It is the creator of heaven and earth who alone can crush the serpent's head. So the Bible uses pagan imagery as a powerful theological apologetic by which to undress gods of wood and stone that are impotent to save. But the moment you take mythology and you make it theology, there are strings popping out all over the place in discordant fashion. If indeed mythological dragons or serpents or the devil or demons could have sex with women, which is the interpretation that you allude to in Genesis chapter 6, if that were the case, Satan would have creative power. If Satan had creative power, he could have masqueraded as a resurrected Christ. Now you lose epistemic warrant for the resurrection, and on it goes. So this is an insertion of pagan mythology on Scripture, as opposed to seeing what Scripture is really doing, and that is literary subversion of pagan myth. We're coming to station break again. The number to dial to get your questions answered, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically, 888-275-4265, the resources that we've been talking about, principally Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, stunning, beautiful, breathtaking. It's available for your gift. Check it out on the web at equip.org. And by the way, you can join the CRI support team on the web. Just go to equip.org/donate and turbocharge the ministry. You will be touching lives for time and for eternity. Be right back.
For millions of people today, science has become the sole authoritative arbiter of truth. Yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that relentlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. One source that clears up interpretive distortions of the scientific facts about Earth's underwater realm is Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. This DVD demonstrates how underwater life, including dolphins, whales, and sea turtles, reflects the highest level of purpose and design. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back to answer more questions. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way: our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. A dolphin's biosonar permits it to distinguish the difference between a golf ball and a ping pong ball based solely on its density. In fact, dolphins can see inside things. What's more, a dolphin can detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think a dolphin's echolocation system simply arose from purposeless processes rooted in blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. A dolphin's echolocation system, or biosonar, permits it to detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think this ability arose from blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the dolphin's biosonar and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org, equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And I'm very grateful for so many people that are joining the Christian Research Institute support team as members, people who are committing to support the Christian Research Institute and our many outreach ministries with their ongoing support. For those of you that have not yet done so, when you do that, you quite literally turbocharge our ministry. In appreciation for your support, you'll receive a personalized copy of one of my books to you, a family member or a friend. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate. Again, equip.org/donate. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Kristen, listening in Houston, Texas. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Hank. I'm a recent found your show on the radio, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, wonderful.
I have a question for you. how should I respond to someone who asks why God lets bad things rob children of their innocence?
Yeah, well, we live in a fallen world, Kristen, and as a result of that, there are thorns and thistles. We get diseases, we age, and ultimately we die. God could take all of the evil out of the world, but if he did, he'd have to take all of us out of the world as well, because we all sin in thought, word, and deed every single day. So what God has chosen to do is allow wheat and tares to grow up together until a final time of judgment in the end. Now, all of us live in a sin-cursed world, and we're all sinners. But those who follow Jesus Christ have become co-consummators in the kingdom, participants with Christ in the redemption of a universe that is now groaning in travail, as I mentioned earlier on in the broadcast. And all of that will change ultimately when Jesus Christ comes a second time. Everything will be put to right. And then we will be in a pristine situation, no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. That's the meta-narrative of Scripture. In the beginning, there's sin. The rest of the Bible is God's unfolding plan of redemption, culminating in a new heaven and a new earth in which dwells righteousness. In terms of why God lets certain children die, we actually did an article with that title, Why Did God Let That Child Die? It is one of the best articles that we have ever featured in the Christian Research Journal. It is concise and it is compelling. One of the illustrations is an illustration of Johnny, and he's cutting a steak next to his little brother. His little brother's name is Jimmy. And suddenly he jams the knife into Jimmy's side, and God turns the knife to rubber, and the whole family has a good laugh. But that's not a real world. That's a cartoon world, and that kind of a world, well, we could just as well encourage our children to go out and play marbles in the middle of the street. They just bounce around a lot. In that kind of a world, children wouldn't learn morality because many of their choices would lack moral consequences. In a real world, parents and their children have to learn to be responsible because natural laws do work in very regular ways. I mentioned natural law as well earlier on in the program, and I've often said that natural law is not a trifling matter. If you disobey natural laws, it's very much like cutting off the branch on which you're sitting. It ends up in a crash.
Right. But children that don't know and that are exposed, I mean,
well, God could have created a world in which there was no bad thing, in which there was no evil. But if he did, then there wouldn't be free will. So God creates a universe in which we have the opportunity to respond to his love and grace and mercy or to reject it. And without that, love would not be genuine. It would not be real. Think about God creating an alternate universe in which there was no choice. Then we would have to love him. And if you have to love someone as opposed to doing it of your own free will, then it's really not love, it's compulsion.
Right. And with adults, you know, they're making their own choices, and they're the ones that are doing these things are
there are consequences to a fallen world, just as there are innocent bystanders that get killed in real wars. The war might be a just war, and yet innocent people get killed. So there are always consequences to living in a fallen world. And we can't even legitimately say that we have the answers to the why questions. There are many things we don't understand. We had a preborn child that died, baby Grace. And we can ask the why question, but what we have discovered is that God doesn't always answer that why question. What he does do is teach you how to trust him in the midst of your whys, and then gives you the assurance that one day everything that is a mystery to you now will become fully evident to you in God's eternity.
Right. Yeah.
The article, though, Kristen, I think would be very, very helpful to you.
Where can I find that?
You can probably find it on the web, but if you hang on just in case, we can get a copy of that article out to you.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Randy next. He's listening in Blackburn, Missouri. Hi, Randy.
Hello. Your program has been a big help with me with my walk with Christ. But I have a question about Enoch, and I run across a book of Enoch, and it's not included in the Bible, and I read it, but it was kind of confusing. What's your take on that?
Well, it is confusing, but it is also mentioned in the Bible. In fact, it's mentioned in the book of Jude, because it is quoted by Jude, because all truth is God's truth, and it is making a statement that is worth repeating. But it is an intertestamental pseudepigraphal Jewish writing, and that's why it is not in the Bible. It's an ancient Jewish pseudepigraphal text written during the intertestamental period. Has some good things in it. If you watch the movie Noah, a lot of that particular movie borrowed heavily from the Book of Enoch.
Oh, okay. So it's false. There's no real basis to it.
Yeah, there's no. When you say it's false, I mean, there's true things in it, but it is not canonical, which is to say, it was not recognized by the Jews. It is not part of the Jewish canon. It's not part of the Old Testament. So there are a lot of things that we can read that are valuable to us, but just like if I would read a good book or even write a good book, my books are not infallible. It's only the Bible, so I couldn't make one of my books another book of the Bible.
Okay, so it's an element of truth that built off of it.
Yeah, it's a muddy mixture. That's a good way of putting it. That's quite insightful on your part. It's a muddy mixture of truth and error.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. That helps. It makes sense. That's not really worth studying.
Well, there are a lot of things there. Very, very. You know, for example, in the Old Testament, there are what are called apocryphal books, or the Apocrypha. Some Christians accept those books. Some Christians put them on a second footing. Some people don't accept those books. But whatever the position is, I mean, if you look at books in the Apocrypha, like 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Maccabees, they're incredibly valuable because they give us the history of what happens with respect to what was originally prophesied by the prophet Daniel. And you see the unfolding of all of this under Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, the Old Testament Antichrist. So very, very valuable from a historical standpoint, if nothing else. Obviously, many Christians hold the Apocrypha to be part of the Old Testament.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
That helps. Thank you.
You get it, Randy. Thank you so much for your call. And back to the phone lines. Alan, Kansas City, Missouri. Sirius XM 131. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I've got a question, well, actually two questions, about remarriage with a Christian. Does God have anything to say in His Word about remarriage? I know when it talks about, in Matthew, about adultery. Me and my wife have been divorced for years, both remarried. And I want to know if God's Word has anything to say about it. And does
so both of you were divorced and now you're married to one another?
No, we're married to other people. She's remarried to somebody and I'm remarried.
Right. Oh, okay. So, got it. So, here's the deal. You cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. If you are a believer, what you need to do is press on, which is to say, love your wife, love your children, love your God, be a testimony. You can't undo the past. You can only go forward. You look at King David. He made some of the most egregious errors, including taking another man's wife, having that man killed in the battlefront, and yet God has forgiven him. Now, this is not to be cavalier about sin, because as I've said many times on this broadcast, the consequences of sin follow inexorably like night follows day. So you can't be cavalier about sin, but you cannot reconstruct the past. What you can do is go forward. So what you need to do now is, as I said, love your wife, love your children, and be a testimony. Be a reproducing disciple maker as God has called us all to be. Commit yourself to Jesus Christ and recognize that He can restore even the years that the locusts have eaten. In other words, this is not designating bad as good, but it is the truth that Scripture communicates, which is the balm of Gilead in our lives, that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purposes. I'd like to take more calls, but we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do appreciate all of you who stand with this ministry shoulder to shoulder in the battle for truth and life. I couldn't do what I do without you. Together we're a team making a difference, not just for time, but for eternity. Do remember the resource of the month, Living Waters. You can find it on the web at equip.org. I'll be right back here, Lord willing, tomorrow with more answers to your questions.
Thank you for joining us today. The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said He was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with Him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-Minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go.
So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices.